I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Billboard Chart Beat Podcast. Gary Trust, Billboard's co-director of charts.
And hey guys, it's Trevor Anderson, a chart manager here at Billboard.
Special sort of emergency podcast because we had a special guest this week on Facebook Live when we revealed the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100. So we figured we'd just present it here in podcast form. Camila Cabello, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Havana this week.
And it's one of those ones that, you know, maybe a lot of people thought it might not happen. The song had been at number two for 7 weeks, kind of sliding in and out. We'd seen Rockstar and Perfect really have some extended runs, so people thought maybe, you know, number two will be as good as it gets. But luckily for her, especially the album, and it's the news of the album really helping her just climb that hurdle and lock up that number one this week.
Yeah, so it was a special week because, right, she got a number one debut on the Billboard 200 with her debut solo album, Camila, and her first number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Havana. So huge week. Big thanks to Epic Records. They wanted to make sure Camila could celebrate with Billboard, learn the news directly from us that Havana had hit number one. So Kevin Kenny, Trevor, and I spoke with Camila Monday on Facebook Live, and here it is as a special Billboard Chart Beat Podcast, Camila Cabello's reaction to hitting number one on the Hot 100. She also sings. We got a really cool preview, an unreleased song.
It might never be released, right? Is kind of the thing, but if you are sad that Ed Sheeran is not number one, there's a consolation prize. Camila gives us a sneak peek and a taste of a song that she actually wrote with Ed that is not on the album, so a never-before-heard song from Camila at the end of this clip.
We're like an honorary record label at this point. We're releasing new music.
You know, the world is changing, you know. We can start our own streaming company, have some unreleased tracks.
Chartbeat Podcast Records.
Okay, we'll let Camila take it from here. Enjoy.
About you.
No way. What were you guys saying? Well, I've been following the countdown, but I really wanted to know where you guys were at.
Well, you know, we're heading into number two, and I'm a little nervous. You know, congratulations on the album, but we haven't heard Havana yet. I hope it didn't like fall out of the Hot 100.
I really hope it didn't either, because I'm on FaceTime with you, so.
All right, well, are you cool to just like chill for a second and count down the top two songs in America with us?
Sure.
Awesome. You're the best. Also, congratulations on the number one album.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Yay.
Camila is Skyping with a cheering section. It's very cool. All right. Now for the top two songs in America, as I've teased already, it comes down to Perfect by Ed Sheeran and Camila Cabello, our number 100 caller. They got through all the other callers today on the show with Havana. It is my pleasure to announce. Camila, are you there?
Yes.
You have the number one song in America.
Yay!
Camila Cabello with Havana rules the Hot 100 for the first time at number two this week. Ed falls just a spot with Perfect. Camila, how's it feel?
Oh my God, it feels so amazing. My heart is beating so fast when you said that. Also, because I was following the whole countdown, so I was just like, I'm so excited. It's crazy because my fans and I have just, been working for it for a really long time, and I know that they're going to be so excited. And, it's been such a journey with Havana because I released a song last summer. So it's just amazing to see the climb and, that people have connected to it so much. And I really didn't expect it. And, a couple times it was like number two and we were like, oh, so close. And my fans were like, oh, she's so close. And so I'm so happy. It's really amazing. It's amazing. I'm speechless. I'm really, really happy.
That's an awesome impression of the Camelizers. I think they'll appreciate that. I know Gary had a question on his mind.
Yeah, Camille, this is Gary. Congratulations on being
number one.
Of course. I was wondering, does it make it even sweeter that it's a song that's so personal to you? I mean, to be number one is huge, but for a song that is so much, in many ways, biographical, Havana, does that make it even more meaningful?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, I think that's such a – that's really – the weight of how much it means to me and the importance of it is that it's really just me being myself. And the fact that everybody in the United States and, people around the world have connected to a song called Havana, and that, there's little kids that are singing Havana, Unana. Like my mom showed me the other day, there was this little kid that was like, 7 years old, and he wrote in his thing, he was like, Havana is in Cuba. That's what Camila Cabello says or something. but the fact that, like you said, something that's a song that's super specific to me and my background and my culture has resonated with people is really, really amazing. And also the sweetest part is that I don't think in the beginning when we released it and when we were making the song, even though it was really special to me, I don't think anybody expected for this to happen. So it's an incredible surprise.
Fantastic. Camila, this is Trevor. Again, even bigger congratulations than what Gary gave you. So we have the number one album now. Well, you have the number one album. You have the number one song this week. I know a lot of Camilizers also looking forward to Camila Live 2018. You've kind of mentioned about some touring at the top of the year. Any dates, any acts you're going to go on tour with? Any news yet?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of news, but I can't say it here. I'm really excited. I'm super excited to put on a live show. Definitely going to be happening super soon, like in the first half of this year, and it's being routed as we speak. So I'm so excited. You have no idea, because I feel like it's one thing to, I feel like all of the songs go on this journey, and at first it's writing it and making it, and then it's releasing it and then seeing other people connect to it, and then there's the last part, which is performing it live. And I feel like that just, the whole songs develop this world of their own and you're just kind of in it, and I'm super excited.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Can I sure. know one more thing? I know also, of course, you have the new number one. You also have a new top 40 this week. Never Be the Same.
Oh, my God. Hit, what?
Yeah, it's in the top 40. Wait, what number, Gary?
Yeah, it goes from number 65 to number 30.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Oh, my God. I almost just dropped the phone because I didn't know that. That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, Never Be the Same is probably, I'm going to say it's probably my favorite song on the album right now, and I can't wait for there to be the music video and for people to see it, and it's one of the most special songs I think on the album, so I'm so happy that people are, that's amazing, that's really, really cool. It's a big jump. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Camila, Trevor brings up the topic of tour and how much your Camilizer fan base loves seeing you live. We just heard from Bruno at number 4 this week. I know that was a big thing for you last year, really a growing opportunity, a pivotal point in 2017 where you hit the road with Bruno. Was that around the time that, because really the number one album, Camila, is a story of two albums where you started with one title, one direction, you changed direction. Did that moment happen while on tour with Bruno?
I think it happened. I think it did happen on tour with Bruno because I feel like the Bruno tour was just a lot of growth for me, and also just a lot of a lot of fun, like a lot of growth as an artist, but also just I had so much fun. I felt like I was, I don't know, I was just really living and having fun, and I had my dancers and my band, and we were having just a blast, and watching Bruno on stage almost every night, and just I could literally play his whole show in my head, like the whole music of it. But it was just so much fun. It was such a learning experience, and I feel like that was just one of the many moments of the past year where I was like, oh my God, life is so much bigger than that little thing that hurt me. And so then I just wasn't inspired to, you know, carry out that concept. So I was like, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Why do I need to talk about the thing that made me sad? I'm not sad about it anymore.
That's awesome. One final question before you go. You know, you unseat your buddy Ed. You guys had a really nice embrace at Jingle Ball I saw there on the red carpet where you kind of talked about, you know, what you worked on. And I know you guys worked on a song that didn't quite make the record just because maybe sonically, maybe it just wasn't a part of the track listing that you personally wanted to go to. But could we get, in celebration for the Camille Oster State, could we get like a little bit or a little tease of what that song sounded like?
Like an acapella?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so... okay, so it was like, this was the pre-chorus. It was like, oh boy, hold your tongue. I don't want no apologies. Cause we both know you're thinking with what's under your jeans. Sent your friends. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I saw that line as well.
That's more than iTunes gives you on the preview. That's pretty good.
Yeah, is it?
That sounds so. We'll look forward to maybe that sees the light of day.
I'll have previews from now on.
Well, Camila, once again, congratulations. The number one album and the number one song in America. Just a huge week for you. And from all of us here at Billboard, congrats.
Thanks so much. Thanks for accepting my call.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.